W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden meeting with G7 leaders in Hiroshima, Japan, but the White House says he's also speaking to negotiators in Washington regarding the debt ceiling negotiations, and he was told that steady progress was being made. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze explains what's at stake if no deal is reached to raise the limit and the U.S. defaults.
Financial markets would be lower, so that means your 401k, your pension fund could take a hit. Mortgage rates, borrowing costs would be higher than they already are. We've already seen those costs go up over the past year as interest rates have gone up. And then, you know, as this possibility of a default goes on longer, we have Social Security payments getting delayed, Medicare possibly getting delayed.
A Ukrainian defense official says Ukrainian President Zelensky will appear in person at the G7 summit on Sunday. Authorities in Ohio say one person was killed, another was injured in a shooting at a facility that makes engines for Chevy and GMC trucks outside of Dayton. The shooter shot himself. He's being treated for injuries. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court sided with social media companies, ruling that Facebook, Twitter, and Google did not provide platforms that helped ISIS recruit and radicalize people who then carried out terror attacks in Turkey and France. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
A unanimous opinion by Justice Thomas basically said that their allegations are insufficient to establish that the social media companies aided and abetted ISIS in carrying out the relevant attack. Justice Thomas went on to say that simply existing as a platform that some potential rogue actors had used, tweeted about, posted videos on ahead of these attacks is not enough to directly link them to the attack and to the deaths of these Americans.
The court also held the late Andy Warhol infringed on a photographer's copyright when he made silk screens from her photo of pop star Prince. And 14-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal announced he'll miss this year's tournament because of an injury and that he plans to make next year his last as a pro tennis player. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it is Thursday at noon, so that means it is time for public service announcement. And we are holding that spot for our upcoming fun see, this is the number one question, the baby brain thing, but some intro music for this segment. But we also are welcoming back Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How are you, friend?
I am so good. And when you said we are holding that spot for our public service announcement, it made me think about speculums that we have to use to hold open vaginal tissue so we can see a cervix. That's where my mind is right
now.
That's
where your mind went. Got it. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I think my two pregnancy questions that we can hold off till closer to the end are baby brain and also heartburn and how to deal with that, because that is certainly started. But let's get right into some of the news from this week. Last week, we were talking about the FDA potentially approving a over-the-counter birth control pill. And this week, FDA has approved a new drug to treat hot flashes.
Hot flashes. 80% of women experience hot flashes. But there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of confusion about menopausal treatment, hormone therapy. A lot of women are afraid of it. There was this trial that happened, I don't know, 20 years ago now, that created a lot of fear for patients and providers. So many women are reluctant to use hormone therapy or unable to use hormone therapy, but now they have another option.
So this is not hormonal, is basically this new drug. How does it work?
So it's called fezolinetant, or Veozah is going to be the name that you see on the box. And it works by binding to a receptor that regulates body temperature and blocks its activity. So instead of the hormone, it works at the level of the receptor. This is an incredible find. It's the first drug of its kind, and it is something that is really going to be a game changer for women who suffer from hot flashes.
Go ahead, Jane.
Jane is so excited.
Jane's so excited.
Well, I no longer need that. It would have been great at the time because I can just, hot flashes are so much fun. There's nothing better than waking up in the middle of the night and you're dying because you're broiling to death. And then you start sweating and then you start freezing because you're all wet because you've been sweating and then you're hot again. So this sounds like a wonderful thing.
It is. And still, I have to really put a plug out there for hormone therapy. Many people will have their best results from using hormone therapy. So that's something that if you experience hot flashes, you should talk about your doctor or talk with your doctor about all of the different options that are out there. But if you have a history of vaginal bleeding, stroke, heart attack, blood clots, liver disease, it may not be an option for you. So you just had to suffer in the past or use like environmental things like a fan in your bedroom or like sheets that you could put on and take off, you know, that you had to just try to control it. Ice packs. A lot of people wear like an ice shawl to cool them down that they can then just take off quickly. Or people have personal fans. I'm sure you've seen that. All of those things are still things that you can use. But now this medication was shown to reduce the incidence of hot flashes, severe hot flashes by 60%.
Wow.
60%. And when you still had hot flashes, it made them significantly less severe. So this medication is a game changer.
Well, and it's such a big sleep disruptor, hot flashes. It really is. And it's hard to get a decent night's sleep when you're awake every 25, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, because you're dying. So that's wonderful news.
And why? And if you're not sleeping, then how are you functioning the next day?
Exactly.
Like, think about the impact of this on the rest of your life. This isn't just about the moment of the hot flash. This is about you holistically.
And I guess as someone, what actually causes hot flashes? Like, what is it about your body changing and going through menopause that it's like, well, we're going to do this now? X amount of years of periods and cramps and maybe some childbirth in there, but now, you know, when you're coming to an end, let's just really end with a bang, with some hot flash fireworks.
Because like, why not?
Why not?
Have you had hot flashes in your pregnancy? Sometimes it happens to people in pregnancy.
Oh God, really? No, let's knock on wood right now.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen. So we think that that's what it's related to, although nobody knows for sure. And it may be different causes for different women.
Oh, wow.
And now, now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other. That's hilarious.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
Ethel and Louise. Just like you name your boobs, you name your ovaries. All right. So the next story is the WHO has said, don't use sugar substitutes for weight loss, which... I feel like sugar substitutes are in what everything that is cat, like every Diet Coke, every like aspartame, like there's so much sugar substitute that is in diet food that this is a game changer potentially, at least if you follow it. Right. But are they basically saying don't do it because it's not healthy or don't do it because you won't lose weight actually with sugar substitute?
So this study looked at 283 studies. It's a review of lots of different kinds of studies. And what they found was using sugar substitutes doesn't actually result in long-term weight loss. Long-term weight loss. And this includes, like you said, there are lots of different sweeteners, but it includes things like aspartame and stevia, monk fruit, things that recently have been marketed to us as safer alternatives or better, more natural alternatives. All grouped into the same pile as sugar substitutes.
And so that's basically it. It's basically that you will not like you, it's the long-term effectiveness is not actually there. And so is it because there's still calories in it or what is the, cause I always think about at the very fundamental level of weight loss, is it not just calories in, calories out?
It should be. I mean, logically, but no, it's actually really complicated. Obesity is a disease, and it's not just as easy as changing your calorie input output. There's a set point that your body tends to like to maintain. And the fat cells that you've built up over time actually release a hormone. I mean, obesity medicine, because, you know, 40% of Americans are obese. So this is not a small problem. So we're starting to research it and starting to understand it better. If you say to your doctor, I'm trying everything and I'm just not losing weight, that's possible. You may be trying everything. You may be counting your calories really carefully and exercising. And it is a struggle to lose weight. And diet sodas can actually be making it worse in a way, like psychologically. Yeah. There's a school of thought that if you drink a diet soda, then maybe you think you can eat something a little bit more.
So it's like the trade-off.
May be part of it. Mm-hmm. That may be part of it. And when they looked at, these are the results from the randomized control trials, but when they looked at the observational studies, and an observational study, to be very clear, does not mean that something causes something. It's just a group of people that they looked at and they were looking for patterns. And what they saw with the observational study was that people who drank diet soda were more likely to have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and death from heart disease, as well as bladder cancer and death from any cause. So again, drinking diet soda doesn't mean that these things are going to happen to you, but the observational studies saw that these things were more associated in diet soda drinkers.
So Dr. Lyerly, if I want to indulge and have a soda, which I do very rarely, is it better just to go with a, you know, the fully leaded Coca-Cola as opposed to a Diet Coke?
Hey, if you do it rarely, it's really not going to make a difference. But if you're having four a day, that will definitely make a difference. Yeah. And water is always a better alternative.
If you get bored of water, what's a different alternative? Is LaCroix fine?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because there's nothing really in there. Or you could put
How about a Fresca? Is Fresca fine? Fresca,
I
think, has alternative... They have some natural sweeteners, I think, but Fresca, you were never a Fresca person, Jane. Did we already have this conversation?
There's weird floaty things in Fresca that should not be there.
No, not anymore. That was the glass bottle. The cans are just like a grapefruit deliciousness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jane, I'm with you on that one. Ooh. I am not a Fresca person.
No.
Sorry. What about kombucha? That's fizzy.
That's fizzy.
Otherwise, I have a sister who puts lemon and ginger in her water. She keeps a big container. She will do cucumbers sometimes, which I've tried and I think personally is disgusting. But I would go with the lemon. It's tasty, you know, to jazz up your water a little bit.
Jazz up the water.
Mm-hmm. It's not just about water. It's not just about sodas. It's about lots of other things, too, like barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, salad dressings, they have stealth sugars in them and stealth sugar substitutes. So really the message here is read your labels, know what you're putting into your body.
Yeah. What about Skittles? Dr. Lyerly, you probably are not in on the joke that I eat like a teenager and that the amount of my Skittle intake is high.
It's practically, they're practically fruits, aren't they, Dr. Lyerly?
Wait, thanks for letting me just have that one. As all the things that I'm going through right now, just let me have that one. All right, when we come back, we have some listener questions to go through, and I will ask my questions about my pregnancy and some how to alleviate heartburn without taking Pepto, because I know that I cannot take that. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for isolated showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. High of 60. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 70. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, highs reach 60 today. A low of 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this is our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we do answer your questions, go through the news, all things having to do with women's health. And if you have any questions for the doctor, feel free to text or call 844-967-2789. Unless you are listening to the podcast and can't do it live, then shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Well, we'll get to some of our questions that we got during the week this last week, but I'm going to, it's my show, so we're going to trump my questions. this last week, have been, the heartburn has come. And I am not someone who had never, I never got heartburn before, never got acid reflux, unless like every once in a while, maybe, but it was not a chronic thing for me at all. So this is very new for me to be burping all the time. Jane's probably heard it in her headphones at some point over the last week.
I haven't been sure if it's been hiccups or burps, but anyway.
Yeah, it's exactly. And so I know I can't take Pepto-Bismol. I can take Tums. Mm-hmm. What else natural should I be taking advantage of that I can or cannot do to try to treat this? Because this is uncomfortable, and I can only imagine it's going to get worse as this kid gets bigger.
I always like thinking about the really benign things first. So when are you having these symptoms? Is it after you drink a bunch of water? Is it, do you eat a big meal and then go to bed and you lay down? No. Is it all the time?
It's been kind of all the time. And I think the big thing, because I've been taking advantage of the fact that I can have like one cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm starting to realize that maybe I can't have that cup of coffee. Mm. And I read less, so like the coffee thing, but I mostly have been eating bland food anyways. Like it wasn't like a lot of fried food. It wasn't a lot of stuff. It's a lot of like bagels and toast and cottage cheese and Greek yogurt with granola, but it's been uncomfortable. So the thing I read last night that's I'm going to try is getting a gallon of milk and having supposedly it said milk, drinking a glass of milk can help. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah, I mean, it has that kind of, you know, soothing alkaline kind of property, and this is Wisconsin, so if it's going to happen, it's going to work for you.
Absolutely. Any other advice as far as how to mitigate it?
So the problem for many people is that, think about your stomach like a pouch that makes acid, and not like a little toxic acid. It is like some serious acid in there. And at the top of your stomach, at the bottom of your esophagus, where those things come together, there's a sphincter. There's a sphincter there, a little round muscle. And in pregnancy, that sphincter gets kind of like lazy. So if your stomach is full of liquid, or if you have a lazy sphincter, then some of that stomach acid stuff can come rumbling back up into your esophagus, which is what gives you that heartburn sensation. So the two things you can do are basically try to like settle down that acid stuff that's going on in your stomach. So Tums works for that. There are other medications that we can prescribe for that as well. Or try to just change your behavior so your stomach doesn't get so full, so that after you eat, like the triggers, you know, coffee is a trigger for you. So maybe coffee isn't an option because, you know, it causes, I know, I'm sorry. Or like some people will drink a ton of water and their stomach will get full and then it'll just bubble back through that sphincter and cause problems. Or they'll eat a big meal at night, maybe a fatty meal where their stomach stays kind of full, and then they'll go to bed and lay down and that sphincter is lazy. So food will come back up through that sphincter and cause a problem at night when they go to bed. So just trying to, you know, treat your sphincter nicely, and then also managing the pH in your stomach.
That's going to be one of my new favorite insults, is to call someone a lazy sphincter.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, lazy sphincter. Oh, man, that is harsh.
Ooh, you called me a what?
Use it wisely.
All right. Well, that is good to know. And then my other pregnancy question for this week was, momnesia, baby brain, what to call it as far as words not coming as quickly as they used to.
That's a really frustrating one, isn't it?
Oh, especially when you talk for a living. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, and it's real. And you know the words. They're like there. The thing you want to say is there, and you just can't like actually get it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's real. We think it's because of hormonal changes. And some recent studies have looked at MRI imaging of pregnant people's brains, and they've actually seen remodeling of the gray matter, of the connections in people's brains related to hormonal changes of pregnancy. We don't really know why. We think it's somehow adaptive, maybe to facilitate bonding, but I don't honestly know why, but we do have the evidence that shows that it is a real thing.
Well, that's validating to know that it is a real thing. And you're not just like dumb. But also that's wild that you can see it on MRIs, that it is actually changing. And so is it something that is during pregnancy? Because it also is something that is, I mean, I've heard at least post-pregnancy is still an issue as well. Is it something, but does it eventually come back, doctor?
Well, your pregnancy is not over when the baby comes out, you know, despite what politicians think. The pregnancy actually continues throughout the postpartum period. It takes your body about a year to recover from a pregnancy. And it's a gradual recovery. You know, at some point you'll get your period back and all of these things start to return your body to normal, or at least what the new normal is going to be. But the hormonal changes are going to gradually, they change really quickly at the time of delivery, and then they change gradually after that. And breastfeeding is a major contributor here. Breastfeeding is a giant hormonal change for your body. So I found personally that breastfeeding made me almost more, gave me worse momnesia than the pregnancy itself,
right?
Which I think is part of why they think it facilitates that bonding, because breastfeeding really is such an important time to bond.
Well, you did it four times. So if you did it four times, I can do it at least this once. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so much. As always, we will save some of the other questions that we didn't get to for next week. But as always, if you have stuff you want us to talk about, we are here to answer your questions. Or she is here because she is the smart one. We are the smart asses. But Dr. Kristen Lyerly, as always, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's such a joy, ladies. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We'll take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about how Minnesota is getting it done with paid leave. We'll be back in a minute.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden meeting with G7 leaders in Hiroshima, Japan, but the White House says he's also speaking to negotiators in Washington regarding the debt ceiling negotiations, and he was told that steady progress was being made. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze explains what's at stake if no deal is reached to raise the limit and the U.S. defaults.
Financial markets would be lower, so that means your 401k, your pension fund could take a hit. Mortgage rates, borrowing costs would be higher than they already are. We've already seen those costs go up over the past year as interest rates have gone up. And then, you know, as this possibility of a default goes on longer, we have Social Security payments getting delayed, Medicare possibly getting delayed.
A Ukrainian defense official says Ukrainian President Zelensky will appear in person at the G7 summit on Sunday. Authorities in Ohio say one person was killed, another was injured in a shooting at a facility that makes engines for Chevy and GMC trucks outside of Dayton. The shooter shot himself. He's being treated for injuries. This is ABC News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry with Jane Matinair, and Minnesota is marching along towards getting and securing paid family leave for all residents with their Paid Family and Medical Leave Act. Wisconsin is not quite there. So we're excited to talk a little bit more about what it looks like in Minnesota, how it's going to work, what we can learn from them. And so here to talk to us about that is Sarah Piepenberg, who is owner of Vinaigrette, a Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and also Sean Fetteplace, who is returning, but now has the new title of Interim Organizing and Policy Director with Main Street Alliance. Is that a promotion, Sean?
It might be. It also means more work, but I'm excited to take it on.
Okay, well.
But no, I'm super excited to be here with you, and thanks for taking the time. And as it happens, the bill's moving through the Senate as we speak.
Wow.
So it may pass while we're on the interview here. So we'll see if that happens or not. But it's definitely on track to pass today.
Because it passed the House yesterday, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Last night.
Okay. So I guess, Sarah, just to start kind of the foundational, like, what does the bill do? What does it look like?
It offers 20 weeks of leave. So 12 weeks can be used, say, for family leave. And then you can have an additional 8 weeks to take care of a sick loved one or to take care of yourself.
And how does that, it works basically like unemployment insurance, right? Where it's something that everyone pays into?
Correct. So employers and employees pay in, they split that. You have the option to pay in for your employee if you choose not to pass that cost on to your employee. But yes, it's an equal pay in.
And so when you say, so it's 12 weeks and then 8 weeks, is that once in your lifetime? Is that every time you need it? Or how does it work as far as, so like, I am pregnant right now, but if I have a kid, if I were in Minnesota and had a kid this year, but then had a kid 3 years from now, what would that look like?
It's every year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So 20 weeks is yearly, potentially. And which is also one of the fear tactics that we see people using or saying. But in reality, most people actually don't take all of their leave. And this isn't something, you know, you have to have a qualifying event in order to take this leave.
Got it. And so I guess as far as, I think we often think about the individual who would be able to benefit from this and how many people, whether it's taking care of a parent or another sick family member or having a baby. But what does this mean actually as a small business owner? Like, how does this help small businesses?
Well, I want to like highlight first and foremost, the whole reason why I got into this fight was because of my employee.
Oh, interesting.
So this wasn't, you know, I had an employee that fell and she needed to be out for 12 weeks while she recovered. We have what we kind of determined as an unlimited sick policy. So we didn't say you get 3 sick days a year. If you get sick, we're going to pay you. Linda, my employee, wasn't expecting that. But what happened is because we paid her, we became, you know, late on our mortgage at our home and our commercial rent. But if this policy had been in place, it would have completely been avoidable, mm-hmm. because I would have been paying in the entire time. And let's face it, frankly, I would be paying in less than what it actually cost me out of pocket initially when I, you know, paid for Linda to be out. So as a small business owner, it levels the playing field. I can compete with some of the larger employees here in the metro, employers here in the metro, to be able to offer something. There's a lot of people that work for their benefits. So this is, it levels the playing field.
Absolutely. And so what has organizing looked like in Minnesota to get this done?
A lot of work.
I can imagine.
Honestly, it... we were split. We had a Democratic House. We had a Republican Senate. I got into this fight about 5 years ago, but it started 7 years ago. And it would move through the House and move through the House and then just stall out in the Senate. But what I think it really took is getting this grassroots effort of business owners, because time and time and time again, and even right now here in Minnesota, when I listen to the news and them talk about this, they continually say that small businesses are not in support of this, when in fact, that's not true. And again, who's complaining about it are some of the bigger and larger employers that have used their paid leave policies to entice people to come and work for them. But the other piece is they're okay with just offering 6 weeks paid leave, right? Not the 12 weeks paid leave. And actually, when you break this down, which I've sat down with a number of business owners to really go through what this is going to cost you, it's not, you get twice as much for half the price. Because again, I've been a business owner for 14 years and have been looking into the private market, and you're passing on tremendous cost to your employees if you want them to get a cancer waiver, because time off isn't covered if you get cancer, right? There is no paternity leave unless you set up some individual fund that then the insurance company manages and makes money off of. And over 60% of them don't offer maternity leave for people that adopt. So this is a comprehensive, affordable package that I can offer to, you know, that I can partake in.
We're talking to Sarah Peppenberg, who is an owner of, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Vinaigrette?
Vinaigrette, yep.
Vinaigrette, okay, just making sure. And I'm Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and Sean Fetteplace, interim organizing and policy director with Main Street Alliance. And so I guess that's a good segue as far as what role did Main Street Alliance play in the organizing and making sure this bill didn't die and actually is going to get passed, it sounds like.
Yeah, I can speak that more broadly. And Sarah, if you want to step in, happy to have you do that. So this has been a long-term process in Minnesota to get paid leave passed, as she said, you know, going back years and years. And Sarah, I was described as one of the OGs actually on paid leave in the state by a national partner, because there's been a lot of work by a lot of people for a very long time to get us here. You know, the opportunity, the political opportunity to present itself, though, this cycle. And I have to say, the grass is looking awfully green on the other side of the Mississippi right now, considering you know, how much good stuff is happening, because you have paid leaves on the cusp, but also they did a public option for healthcare. They've legalized marijuana. They also did sick and safe time. That just passed. They're making massive investments in childcare, and they're making the kinds of family-friendly, you know, workforce-friendly investments that are necessary if that state's going to continue to grow. Granted, they had a $19 billion surplus. We have seven. So they did have the money to do this too. And so it was a confluence of a good opportunity, but also with a lot of hard work by our members. And Sarah, do you want to maybe speak to a little bit about the Day of Action and the work that's been happening at the Capitol recently?
I think a lot of it has, I mean, from the back in the OG days when we didn't have as very many members and we were kind of a little, you know, piece of excitement, say from the national level with Main Street, but it was continually meeting with business owners, then also building our partnerships with a number of other coalitions that supported paid leave. And that momentum continually grew. But I think the biggest piece is actually highlighting small businesses, true small businesses, over and over and over, and helping us organize and find our voices to navigate this daily changing world that we live in.
And so, when this passes, which is jealous
happening right now, yes.
And when does it take effect? Like, is it kind of like, is it next year? Is it 2025? Like, when you actually start to see the effects of it?
2025.
Okay.
2025.
And so I guess, and this is probably a question for either of you, granted your political makeup of your, who sits in your governor's administration and in your legislature is different than Wisconsin, but I guess what can Wisconsin learn? Because this was something that was proposed in our governor's budget proposal as far as having a similar program that was, you know, both employers and employees pay into it, but it does not look like it's going to make at least the legislature's proposed budget. And so I guess, what are some of the other things, knowing the limitations of who is our elected officials are, that you feel like Wisconsin can learn to try to make this happen here?
Yeah. So I would just say, first off, you know, we, as folks who listen to this show and others know, we've been going through the budget process, and we're, you know, pretty close to, we're in the red zone, so to speak, to use a football metaphor for the Wisconsin listeners. But you know, we're pretty close to the end. This, the hard decisions are being made now. The Capitol is a little chaotic. And, you know, there's a few high priorities that we've had as an organization through the state legislative process. One was Medicaid expansion, Badger Care expansion. It is the dumbest thing ever that we've not actually taken that free money to insure 100,000 people. But, you know, the insurance companies don't particularly want to have the competition, so that's why it hasn't happened. But there's that issue. There's child care counts, which does look like we have a shot at saving. We're working very, very hard, and there's been a lot of great advocates working on that issue to help save it, and organizers, including, shout out Corrine Hendrickson and a bunch of other folks who've been super instrumental on that. And then paid leave. Paid leave, we always knew it was going to be an uphill climb with this legislature. That said, you know, after the budget wraps up, a standalone paid leave bill is going to be introduced. And all this energy that we've put into this over the course of the last, you know, couple of months in the last year, we're going to flow into getting co-sponsors, getting support and building and really helping inform the public about the good news. And the good news, too, is that we can take a lot of the good work that Minnesota's done around their very robust coalition and their tactics. They've been very effective, and help to replicate that here to get it across the finish line. It probably will take a couple of legislative cycles to get it done, but that's why it's so important to get started now. And so today we actually worked with Family Friendly Wisconsin to release a storybook about what's at stake with paid leave. And so I would encourage everybody to check out the Family Friendly Wisconsin Twitter handle. You can read them all there and help share those stories and really help to make the case about why we need to get paid leave in Wisconsin.
If I can say from a business owner's perspective that I think was we kind of didn't always hit is, but to sit down actually with business owners, because over and over again, the chamber will send their lobby dogs each and every time to testify against it. But interestingly enough, they don't bring chamber members because let's face it, the chamber is a networking opportunity for life coaches and light bulb salesmen. I've been a member of Minneapolis, Edina, and Excelsior chambers, and that's exactly what it is. It's an exchange. So to see that the big guys, the lobbyists, come out over and over and over again, I think the biggest thing is we need to continue to listen to small business owners. We cannot keep letting them hear the fear test tactics, which, like, this is going to cost you for so much, and what's going to happen if you have to, your employee has to be gone for 20 weeks. Okay, we do have a labor shortage, correct? And if these, you value this employee and you want them to come back, why wouldn't you give them that time? So I'm also exhausted. We can't keep vilifying employees that somehow, some way, this is going to be taken advantage of. I think we need to sit down and actually look at the business conversation, which is, if I have to hire somebody else to replace Logan, who's here right now in my store.
We're coming up against a break, so unfortunately we have to cut you off. But that's Sarah Pieperberg. This is so great. Sean Fetaplace, thank you so much. We'll certainly, if you want to send me all the links so we can get that on our show notes for today as far as how people can get involved and take action in Wisconsin. But like I said, very jealous that Minnesota is getting this done, because it is a huge step forward. So bravo to all the work you put in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Be right back.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for isolated showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. High of 60. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 70. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, highs reach 60 today, a low of 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Can hook you up with some tickets for Monday night's game, which is the first pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. The Brewers will be hosting the Houston Astros in Milwaukee both Monday through Wednesday. And so we have the other pair of tickets that we're giving away. We gave two away yesterday, but Greg Bach kindly offered himself that if we do not give these away, he would gladly take them.
That was and so nice of him and so selfless.
And so I do have to tease him, though, that he has, like, you can always call in and win them, but you have to listen to the show, Greg.
There is that, yes.
There is that.
Yeah, that part.
You're not here. You could listen to the show and win the tickets. But these tickets are obviously brought to you by the Civic Media flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also listen and catch the Brewers on WRC News from the Center in Richland Center at 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And I have a pretty easy question.
All right.
Pretty easy to look up if you don't know it off the top of your head. But because we're playing the Astros, what year did the Astros cheating scandal happen?
Did you know this off the top of your head?
I didn't know what year. I knew that it happened. I obviously knew that the Astros cheating scandal happened at the end. The Astros are cheaters. But I had to look up what year it actually was. But that's what I mean. So it's pretty easy to look it up. But so basically the Houston Astros reached the World Series for the third time since the baseball's biggest cheating scandals in years tarnished the team's championship in what year? 844-967-2789. If you would like two tickets to club level seats.
Good seats.
Good seats.
Yes.
The best seats. They're the best seats in the house. Let us know. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What year did the Astros, what championship year did that championship get called into question because the Astros are cheaters? And so we will take your calls. Jane, looks like maybe we have a call already, but Jane will pick up the phone, take your call, take your answer, and you will win tickets to the Brewers game on Monday. Hopefully you get some good weather. I think this weekend the weather is supposed to look good. So I am very excited about that. Debbie is coming down. We're actually going to be doing yard work this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to do some home improvement.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Ben from West Bend joining us. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Do you know the? Do you know what year, what championship year did the Astros get in trouble for?
I want to say it's 2022.
It was not 2022. You want to take another guess? It's in the recent 21. History, but it was
2021.
Not 2021. I'll give you one more shot. A little bit earlier.
Okay. 2019.
Oh, no. But, Jane, why don't you get his information just in case, because Ben actually called in and we'll just, if someone else answers it, otherwise, Ben, you'll be our runner up and we'll get you those tickets. So Jane will stay on the line. Jane will get your information. Cause we play it fast and loose here as far as how sticky and how much of sticklers we are to our trivia, our trivia rules. But, if you can have a chance to steal. So basically you can steal from Ben right now. If before the end of this segment, you can call in, or I guess before we come back, cause at the, top of the next hour after the news, Paul Noonan is going to be back and we're going to talk college football and what the Wisconsin Badgers are framing up to look like for this fall. We're going to talk about the end of an era, that Mike Lucas is retiring, maybe talk a little Packers news. Maybe he can let us know how good Simone Biles' husband actually is, because all I know is that he is Simone Biles' husband, and also just a Brewers update in general. So Paul will be here at 106. But if you can come, if you can call in and steal Ben's tickets, 844-967-2789. But you only get one guess. I'm not giving you three guesses like I gave Ben.
We have Randy on the line.
Okay,
from,
Randy.
From Waukesha. Hey, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi, Randy. Do you know what year we're looking for?
I'm pretty sure it was 2018.
I think it was the year before.
Oh. I knew it was earlier than those last three guesses.
It was earlier. It was 2017. And so, if you stick on the line, Jane, I don't know, then what do we do with the, we got two competitors.
I think
Randy,
we're gonna have to
closer.
I know.
I think we have to give him a Randy.
All right.
Sorry, Ben. We'll get you next time. But Ben, we'll have tickets all season long. But if we want to get Randy's information, we'll get Randy. Congratulations. You were 1 year off. But yeah, so the Houston Astros, the team's championship was 2017, and there was penalties handed down in 2020, and so all the kind of the aftermath of stuff that happened from the scheme that happened in 2017. And so, you know, it seems like, because they've gotten on to like continue to be very successful as a team, and so it hasn't been, I don't know, but I think like people just kind of forget that. I was like, oh yeah, like it was a thing.
Was
a big deal.
It was a thing.
Yeah. So all right, well, thanks to Ben and Randy both for taking a swing at the answer. But like I said, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we will be talking to our friend Paul Noonan, who is going to give us an update on the Badgers, Brewers, Packers. Maybe he still has his eye on the racing sausages. That we have not had an update in 2 weeks on whether or not anyone has bid on those racing sausages yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We will check that out. And then at the bottom of the next hour, keep this in mind. How much would you spend on your sick dog? Just, you know, for personal reasons, I'm trying to gauge, because we may or may not have had a sick dog in the house yesterday. And that's where my mind's at. So we'll be taking a break. Come back with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,